While many people plan to burn the midnight oil to ring in 2019, others are aiming to get out of bed and into nature on the first day of the new year. On January 1st, all 50 states will offer free guided first day hikes. The National Association of State Park Directors says nearly 55,000 people rang in 2018 by hiking more than 133,000 miles on the first day of the year.
So first day hike started in Milton, Massachusetts at Blue Hills State Reservation on January 1st, 1992. It was started by then Park Supervisor Pat Flynn, who really wanted to get people out to the park in the winter season.
Priscilla Gygas is Deputy Commissioner for Conservation and Resource Stewardship with Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation. She says 380 people showed up on that first day in 1992, and the Commonwealth has been hosting New Year's Day hikes ever since.
In 2012, it actually went national. We challenged the other states to offer first day hikes. Many of the states had offered some first day activities, but this is the first time that America's state parks had offered first day hikes, a collective program for all 50 states.
Gygas, who was the national first day hike coordinator in 2012, says events are also planned in Canada. She says this time around, DCR is offering 12 guided hikes across the Bay State.
We're co-sponsoring a hike with the Friends of the Great Falls Discovery Center, and that's a hike that starts at 1 o'clock. It's a 2-mile stroll down the Canal Side Rail Trail and get folks started for the new year. We also have one in Granville. That one starts at 10:30, and that's a shorter hike. That's approximately 3/4 of a mile. That just goes through, you know, the wonderful forested area.
We have 75 sponsored hikes all the way from Niagara Falls to the Adirondacks down out to Montauk on Long Island. In our Hudson Valley, we have Walkway Over the Hudson, FDR State Park.
Chris Ricard is the park manager of Taconic State Park in Copaic Falls, New York.
We do a moderate hike out to, actually into Massachusetts, a 1.5-mile hike to Bashbish Waterfall and Bashbish State Park in Massachusetts and back. So it's 3 miles round trip. It's made for all ages. It's dog friendly. We actually have almost the same amount of dogs as we do people some year. We had last year about 30 dogs and probably about 40 people.
Ricard says the Empire State started its first day hikes about 8 years ago with roughly a dozen participating parks.
Fall and early winter have been filled with lots of rain, with obviously some snow mix and then some thaw. So the waterfalls, I think, statewide are going to be ripping, and it's going to be beautiful. Bring your cameras, but the conditions are going to be perfect.
Rochelle Skinner, the Vermont State Parks Sales and Service Manager, says on average 30 to 40 people attend the various hikes in the Green Mountain State, depending on the weather.
The good news is that there's not a ton of snow, so people can get by with probably just regular hiking boots and won't necessarily need snowshoes. There will be a little bit of ice out there, though, so, you know, boots or maybe it's kind of like those tracker micro spike things might work well, but there's no new snowstorms in the forecast, so we're looking at hopefully an easy walk.
Skinner says the three state-sponsored first-day hikes in Vermont are guided by either a naturalist or area expert.
So this year, there's a hike up Mount Ascutney that's not necessarily a summit hike, but it is designed for all ages. And it might go up the mountain road, it might go up one of the trails, but Mount Ascutney is what's known as a monadnock, which is sort of a mountain that stands on its own. So it's a great way to get up in elevation and really see the surrounding area, but on an easy sort of hike. So that's one. Another hike is in the Northeast Kingdom around the Lake Willoughby area, and that hike's going to go past Long Pond. It's going to have great views of Lake Willoughby, the surrounding cliffs, and the surrounding valleys. And then another really family-friendly hike is going to take place at the Groton Nature Center. The Groton Nature Center sits in the 26,000-acre Groton State Forest, and there's all kinds of trails, loop trails, totally family-appropriate, guided by someone who's very familiar with the area and can point out the various flora and fauna and animal tracks.
Officials say hikers should be prepared with a first aid kit, cell phone, and plenty of water, know their physical capabilities, and let others know where they are going to be. For more information on first day hikes in your area, go to WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis.